Can you hear me? My voice feels like it's skimming out, but I do want to ask for an interest in your prayers. I made it a matter of prayer, and I kept asking or praying about it to the Lord this past week, and it just, he doesn't change the thoughts that seem to be placed on my mind. And why I was praying about it, because part of it seems more like a testimony than in a sermon. But I am happy to be here tonight. And I do want to ask, like I said, in the interest in your prayers, that I may do what the Lord wants me to do. And I want to start out by thanking everyone for the prayers for our family in the last few months with the loss of Diane. I know things change, and after 55 years together, they are changing. And I know a lot of the time it's probably kind of quiet, because I was usually the one that didn't have anything to say. So, but I do thank everyone for the prayers, the love that was shown to us through that time. And also another thing that kind of was on my mind this week is counting years. It's been 46 years, a little over 46 years ago, that we moved down here. And I think that was a blessing also. I know I believe it was a blessing for the Michelle and Amy. Because I know growing up that most of the time where we lived, we didn't have Sunday school, or a lot of times we traveled once a month to have church. So I know Sunday school, young people's group, and that was a blessing to them. And also after we'd been here, I think it's about a little over, not quite 6 months, I was hurt at work pretty seriously. I was had a crushed vertebrae, cracked chest, and the ball joint was broke off my hip. So I ended up being off work for about a year and a half, approximately, or so. And I know that was a little hard at the time, but I know the Lord blessed us during that time. And I know when we first moved here, Diane wasn't a member of the church. And I know a lot of the times that she'd just come once in a while. But I know that me and the girls, we came all the time. But I believe it was during this time off that I was hurt. I know the love and the help, the prayers that we received during that time was a great blessing. And I also know, I feel that Diane could feel that love, those prayers, that helped, that we were given. And I believe that, I don't remember exactly what happened, but I know the Lord had touched her I know the love from brothers and sisters that touched her. I don't remember if she had a dream or if it was just a, can't think of the other word I want. But anyway, the feeling that she had to come to her, that seeing and feeling that love that she wanted to be a part of this. She wanted to be a part of this, a part of his church, which again has been a great blessing to us, I believe. And I know just a little while after she said that she was baptized. And I know that the love that she felt, again, from the Lord, and love that she felt from brothers and sisters strengthened her. And I know that love that she had for the Lord and the love for brothers and sisters in the church grew stronger all the time. And again, I know that was a blessing to us. And what the most of the scriptures that seemed to come to me this week as I was thinking on these things has been on love. And I'll probably read a lot tonight, but I know that these scriptures have been given to us for our help in the day and the time that we are living in, the things we see going on around us in the world today. And I'm going to start out on, we know all these scriptures. I'm going to start in Matthew, the 22nd chapter. May the 36th verse. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I know that is our desire, is that love for our Heavenly Father, that love for one another, of doing His will. And if we have that love for our Heavenly Father, we are going to be following the scriptures and the commandments He's given unto us to help us and to lead us at this time. He knew what we would be in need of, and He has given these to us for our help. I'd like to turn also over into John 3:16 in that area. Again, I know it's a scripture we all know, but a lot of times I look at myself and think, does it really sink in to me? Starting with the 14th verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And a lot of times, like I said, I look at myself and do I really realize how great a love that is that the Lord has for his creation, for that sacrifice that was given. Going to the 17th verse. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And again, I have to look at that. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And again, I look at myself, and do we really realize that he doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants to save them all. But it's up to us to be doing his will, to be following scriptures again, the commandments he's given to us, to help us and to lead us during this time. And again, I know it is our desire to be doing them. Go a little bit farther in John into the 14th chapter. Excuse me. 14th chapter, and starting with the first verse. And this is one that kind of gives me comfort in the time, day and the time that we are living in. And to me, again, it shows the love that the Lord has. 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And to me, that great love is that he has gone to prepare a place for us. Then it tells us, if I go and in my Father's house are many mansions, I would have told you. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I know that's where we want to be with the Lord, looking forward to that, to his kingdom. And I had a couple of scriptures in the Book of Mormon in here as it tells us that he has gone to prepare a place for us. We know that this time has been given to us. Going to Alma in the 9th chapter and read just a couple of verses. Starting with the 40th. And we see that death cometh upon mankind. Yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amulek, which is the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God, a time to prepare for that endless state which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection, the dead. To me, again, it shows that love that we have. He has gone to prepare a place for us, and that we have this time, and it is our time to prepare ourselves to meet him. And also in page 431, I believe it is. Yea, 227, Alma 16. I got to remember that people talk to me about putting page numbers when they're using their telephone. It doesn't work too. So, Alma 16, 227. Yea, I would that ye should come forth and harden not your hearts any longer. For behold, now is the time and the day of your salvation. And therefore, if ye will repent and harden not your hearts, immediately shall the great plan of redemption be brought about unto you. For behold, this life is a time for men to prepare to meet God. Behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their lives. So again, we have been given this time to prepare to meet God. Again, I look at myself and say, I have to look at myself and am I prepared? My prayer is that I am doing that before the Lord to prepare myself. Going on farther and back into John 14. On to the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father, unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And again, I know that is our desire, to be following his commandments, having that love in our lives. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And I know that we have felt that Spirit in our lives. Going to the 21st verse. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And I know that, again, that love of our Lord. And I know it is our desire to be keeping his commandments, doing things that are right and pleasing in his sight. And I know if we are doing that, we have that love and we're keeping his commandments, it's going to show in our lives and that things that we do. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And I know, again, that we have felt that Spirit from the Lord in our lives. And going to the 27th verse. And this is the Lord speaking again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And again, I know that is, again, the love of the Lord. And what we need in the day and the time, the things that are going on in the world today. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That our love, our faith, and our trust needs to be in the Lord, doing his will. I'm going to go over to the 15th chapter and read a few verses of John, 15 John, starting with, this is the Lord speaking again, starting with the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And I know that the Lord does want us to have joy, to be a happy people, And I know that the Lord is in our lives. This is where we will be. We will have this joy. On the 12th verse. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Again, I know that is our desire, why we're here, is to be following the commandments of the Lord. And going back to 12th verse, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And I know I have felt, again, that felt that love in his church and brothers and sisters. And I know as we go to different locals, you feel that love. The love our brothers and sisters that we have for the Lord, and that love for one another. And I know we're so blessed in that. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Kind of look at that, and you know, what could be greater than that than to be called a friend of Jesus? Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. And again, I know that we need that love for the Lord, love for one another. And again, it needs to be evident in our lives. And I know it is things that love can be seen by others and can be of help to others. I'd like to go over into Romans. In the 8th chapter, starting with the 31st verse. And this is another scripture that I've always liked. Starting with the 31st. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Again, that love from the Lord. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Again, that should strengthen us, that the Lord goes to the Father for us. And I'd like to read a scripture in the Book of Mormon on that, on page 649. And at 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. And this is when the Lord was here on this land, starting with the 14th verse. And it came to pass, when they had all been brought, and Jesus stood in the midst, he commanded the multitude that they should kneel down upon the ground. And it came to pass that when they had knelt upon the ground, Jesus groaned within himself, and saith, Father, I am troubled because of the wickedness of the people of the house of Israel. You know, a lot of times when I read that, I just wonder what he thinks when he looks around and sees the world today. And when he had said these words, he himself also knelt upon the earth. And behold, he prayed unto the Father, and the things which he prayed cannot be written, and the multitude did bear record who heard him. And after this manner do they bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has the ear heard, before so great and marvelous things as we saw in Jesus speak unto the Father. And I just try and imagine the love that the brothers and sisters there must have felt when the Lord was praying there. And no con can speak, and neither can it be written by any man. Neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive of the joy which filled our souls when we heard him pray unto the Father. And when it came to pass that when Jesus had made an ending of praying unto the Father, he arose. So great was the joy of the multitude that they were overcome. But going back to the 19th verse, no one can conceive of the joy which filled our souls at the time we heard him pray for us unto the Father. And it should be that joy that we feel, knowing that the Lord owes unto the Father for us. Going back into Romans 38th chapter, 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Again, that love that the Lord has for his creation. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And again, to me, that should be so strengthening, that no one can separate us from that love of the Lord. But I gotta look at myself again. I judge myself a lot and make sure that I don't separate myself from him. I know he won't separate himself from us, but careful that I don't separate myself from him, that he is first in our lives. Okay, I'd like to go over to Ephesians, just read a couple verses in the 5th chapter. Again, I know this is where we want to be. Ephesians 5, just the first and second verse. Be ye their followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for that sweet-smelling savor. And again, I know that is where we want to be, in that love. Following our Heavenly Father, doing the things that are right and pleasing in his sight, that is going to keep us in that straight way before him. Also go into Philippians. Read a 4th chapter and read just a few verses. Philippians 4, starting with the 4th verse. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things which ye have both learned and heard and learned and received and heard and seen in me. I know I've said this before, a small word, but means so much. The things that we have received and heard and seen in me, do. We need to be following them, doing the will of the Lord, following the commandments, scriptures. And the God of peace shall be with you. And I don't know what could be greater than that, than the Lord being with us. And I know that we need the Lord with us. I'd like to go over into 1 Thessalonians. Third chapter, read just a few verses there. 1 Thessalonians 3, starting with the 11th verse. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. And isn't this again what we are working for? What we want in our lives, as this time comes, that we would be unblameable, that we would be doing the will of our Lord, doing the things that he has commanded us, given us, that which will draw us closer to him. And going over to the 5th chapter, 1 Thessalonians, read just a few verses. Excuse me. Read a few verses. Start with the first. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you, take you as a thief. And we know the time that we're living in. We know what we need or should be doing. This time has been given to us for that. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. I was going to read just a short scripture in the Book of Mormon on page 651. I think I'll start with the 46th verse. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Again, this is the Lord speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, Even so shall ye pray in my church among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. And I know again where we want to be. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And we know that the Lord, he is the light. And he has set the example for us. And if I can find it, I'll just turn over there. It's page 73 of 3 Nephi, 12th chapter, and just read two verses, 25 and 6. Behold, I have given unto, this is the Lord, behold, I have given unto you my gospel. And this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And we know that sacrifice, where it is given. And again, I know where he wants us, as it tells us here. He wants to draw all men unto him. I know that's where we want to be with him. Going back to 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, the 6th verse. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I know that's where we want to be with the Lord, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. And again, I know we do that. I have felt that love, comfort, the help, prayers of brothers and sisters. And we need that help and love and prayers from brothers and sisters. I'd also like to go over 2 Timothy and read just a few verses. 3rd chapter, 2 Timothy 3. And we know the first part of this chapter tells us what's happening in the end time, or what to look forward to. But I want to go over to the 14th verse, telling us what we need to do. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be pure, perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I know that's where we need to be working for, is that perfection in our lives. Doing that which, again, pleasing and right before the Lord. I'd like to also go over into 1 John. Fourth chapter. And just read a few verses. Starting with the fourth verse, I know this is the one I used to, took me a while to find it. I used to listen to it when I was driving a truck. It's in a song, a gospel song that was being sung. Excuse me. Gospel song that was being sung. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we know that the Lord in our lives, our Heavenly Father in our lives, that Holy Spirit, is greater than the things that are in the world. Going down to the 7th verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And again, I know we have that love for one another. I have felt that love for one another. And I know it's a blessing to us. I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight. I know they're all scriptures we know. I pray they will be of help to us in the day and the time that we are living in. The things going on around us in the world. And I'd like to close. I had two more scriptures and a song. I'd like to read the song, or if you'd like to sing it at the end, that's okay with everybody else. First scripture's in page 215 in the Book of Mormon. And this is one I read pretty much every time I preach. Mosiah, first chapter, 88th verse. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and the happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And I know that's where we need to be in that blessed and happy state. We need to be keeping his commandment. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Again, I know where we want to be. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. Also on page 683, Book of Mormon. This is 4th Nephi, 1st chapter, 17th verse. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land, because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lies, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. But they were in one, children in Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And it was back to the 17, came past with no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. I know that love that we want in our lives, to be doing in our lives, following the Lord, his scriptures, his commandments. And a song I was going to read, or if you want to sing it, do you guys? Was 378. If you want to sing it as a closing song.
Sure.
Okay. Sorry. Oops, sorry, we got announcements for you.